Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. CPN Maoist Center decides to work for unity among revolutionary communist forces. Home Ministry urges all to mark festivals, adopting health safety protocols. Health Ministry reports 1,920 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. 24 corona-related deaths confirmed in the past 24 hours, and 20 people reportedly killed in and around Kabul airport in Afghanistan within a week during evacuation efforts. Now, the news in detail. The CPN Maoist Center has decided to lead unification or polarization efforts among revolutionary communist forces. Party spokesperson Naren Kazi Shrestha said the two-day standing committee meeting of the party held at Paris Dada also decided to appoint the office bearers of the provincial committees and the district in charges of the party. A spokesperson stressed further said with the latest appointment, the vacant post of the party's provincial committees and district committee in charges have been fulfilled. He added that the party's election commission had prepared the election directives and regulations targeting the party's upcoming wards and provincial assemblies. The Ministry of Home Affairs has urged all to follow health safety protocols while celebrating festivals. Home Ministry spokesperson Fanindra Mani Pokhrel urged people to avoid crowd gathering events while celebrating cultural festivals and adopt health safety measures while operating day-to-day activities. He said the district administration offices across the country have also been directed internally to act against any crowd-gathering activities. State Minister for Health and Population Umesh Shrestha has said 20,000 doctors and health workers should be added to the hospitals across the country. Addressing a program organized at Bharatpur Hospital in Chitwan today, State Minister Shrestha stressed the need for increasing the number of quotas of doctors, nurses and paramedics. State Minister Shrestha also affirmed that 33% population would be vaccinated within mid-October this year, while remaining population would be inoculated by upcoming mid-April. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 1,920 new cases of COVID-19 infection in Nepal today. Likewise, 2,248 corona patients recovered in the last 24 hours. With this, the corona recovery rate in Nepal now stands at 93.4%. Similarly, the Health Ministry confirmed 24 corona-related deaths, taking the total death tally to 10,509 in Nepal. As per the Health Ministry's update, there are 38,751 active cases of COVID-19 in Nepal till today. Janai Purnima or Rishi Tarpani and Raksha Bandhan festivals have been marked across the country today. Today, Brahmin, Kshatriyas and others who bear the sacred thread at Janai change their sacred threads and all others put on Raksha Bandhan, wishing long life and good health of the bearers. To mark the day, devotees throng to various shrines. However, due to COVID-19 this year, the festival has been marked following health safety protocol. Likewise, the Newar community in the country marked Kwate Pune festival today. As per the tradition, people enjoy kwate, a special curry made mixing various kinds of germinated beans during the festival. Likewise, in Tarai, sisters wished longevity and good health of their brothers by offering Raksha Bandhan. The festival in Madhes is also known as Rakhi festival. The government has granted a public holiday today to mark the festivals. This news comes to you from Breed Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Three people were killed when two motorcycles collided at Jitpur Simara sub-metropolis in Bara along the east-west highway. The police said Tuluraj Tamang of Nuakot and Vikas Saha and Sunaina Devi Saha of Nizgarh Municipality 9 in Bara died in the accident last night. A total of 9,500 signatures have been collected in Sudhir Pashchim province seeking justice for Jai Singh Dhami of Darchula who went missing while crossing the Mahakali River. He fell into the river after the rope bridge was allegedly caught up by Indian Border Security Force SSB personnel while Dhami was on it. Sudhir Pashchim Province Chair of Jarokilo Party Khimananda Joshi said the signatures were collected in Dadeldhura, Kanchanpur, Kailali and Darchula. 34 houses at Kyurani of Melamchi Municipality 8 are at risk of landslide due to incessant rainfall. 27 houses at Kere and 7 houses at Chali are reported to be in peril of mudslides. Local Kansaman Dong said the settlements at Kere are endangered as landslide has started recurring at the spots as earlier. The local ward engineers are reported to have been heedless to the matter despite several reminders of the risk. You are listening to Read in Nepal's English News. Now on some international updates. A NATO official has said at least 20 people have died in the past 7 days in and around Kabul airport in Afghanistan during the evacuation effort after the Taliban's takeover. Reuters quotes the official who sought anonymity saying the crisis outside the Kabul airport is unfortunate. Meantime, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has called a G7 leaders meeting on Tuesday to discuss the crisis in Afghanistan and urge the international community to find ways to prevent it from escalating. In the latest development, US President Joe Biden's administration said that commercial aircraft would be used to help ferry people who have been evacuated from Afghanistan. A Pentagon spokesperson said the 18 aircraft, including from United, American Airlines and Delta, would not fly into Kabul but would be used to transport people who have already been flown out of Afghanistan. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Kentucky Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Read in Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CP and Maoist Center decides to work for unity among revolutionary communist forces. Home Ministry urges all to mark festivals, adopting health safety protocols. Health Ministry reports 1920 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. 24 corona-related deaths confirmed in past 24 hours. And 20 people reportedly killed in and around Kabul airport in Afghanistan within a week during evacuation efforts. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.